Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, May 25th. The grains closed lower with July corn down 2 cents, closing at 369 and a quarter. July beans down 8¾ cents, closing down at 939 and a half. July wheat down 1¾ cents, closing at 430¾. Tough day in the grains. The dollar is basically steady, but the crude oil took a big hit, down 246 a barrel. We're down 270 in the aftermarket. That shook corn, wheat, and beans here today. I continue to believe this weather is causing problems for corn and wheat. I just don't understand why the market isn't responding at all to this wet, cold weather we're having. It was raining again in Chicago all morning. There's more rains scattered over the weekend. And when you look at the number of acres that haven't been planted in Kansas, Illinois, Indiana, Wisconsin, Iowa, there's significant acres that still haven't gotten in the ground. If we, I'd say 8 to 9 million acres. If we lose a third of that, 3 million acres, and we take a hit on yield, you know, we could have significant reductions in these carryouts out here. That's assuming that the weather doesn't get any worse. Now, if it gets better, obviously we can grow a crop, but I still don't think with this beginning that, you know, we're looking at a great crop out here. But the fact of the matter is the funds just don't seem to care. They keep selling it every higher opening. They sell something first, whether it's corn, wheat, or beans, and the other two follow, and they certainly sold the beans here today. Now, the export weren't much help, but we did sell 115,000 metric tons of corn to unknown. That had no impact at all. So it's really the funds game, and then the crude oil pushed us down. Technically, beans got down to 939 during the day session here. We closed at 939 and a half, just a half a cent over the support at 939. You know, if we close under 938 tomorrow on a Friday close, it's going to look bad. Maybe we make the lows the first Monday of the month. We'll have to see, but obviously we've been under a lot of pressure, very little volatility out here. Funds still heavily short. Can they get away with it for another month? I suppose it's possible, but I can't believe that if we've got more rain in the next week or two, that this market isn't going to take notice and take notice very quickly. But for the time being, the funds have got it, and they're keeping it and keep selling the rally. So I wish I had something more definitive out here, but today it was as much about the crude oil as anything else. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.